Siddur Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family and as well by Ayala and Avram Forman. We are towards the end of the bracha of Elam Hashinim, the 19th, the additional bracha that was inserted and composed by Shmuel HaKotten, solicited by Rabbi Gamliel the second during the time of the Churban, when the Jewish people were threatened, the greatest threat was not to their physical well-being, but ideologies that sought to compromise and corrupt the future of the Jewish people as we know. So we're up to the words, V'hazeidim mehira sa'aker sa'shaber sa'mager. We wish that the Zeidim, now we know chol oivecha, who are oivecha? Our enemies. We've never had a shortage of enemies. Every Jewish holiday has some reference to defeat of our enemies, from the simanim at the Rosh Hashanah table, and all the things that we eat with the hope that'll destroy our enemies, to shvoch hamascha l'agayim, we'll open the door, and welcome Eliyahu and Navi soon on Pesach, to the grogger, trying to blot out the name of Haman. Oivecha, we never have a shortage of enemies. We know how to define Oivecha. Oivecha is an enemy. Who are the Zeidim? The Zeidim that we wish, what do we hope for them? Not just one thing, not one bad thing. We want Sa'aker, Sa'shaber, Sa'mager, Sa'chnia, uproot, crush, rout out, subdue. Who are these Zeidim? What do you have in mind? What's the Kavana? What is the intention when you say this word, Zeidim? So the simple understanding of the word Zeidim, we know that a person can violate Hashem's will and word in one of two ways. You could do it by shogeg. Shogeg means accidental, by accident. What does the word mezid mean? Intentional, on purpose. So the simple understanding of the word Zeidim are those who violate the will and the word of Hashem, b'mezid, intentionally, brazenly. It's not accidental, and they're not indulging their temptation or the desire. They're not a mumer l'teavon. But Zeidim are the people who are b'mezid, those who intentionally defy the will and the vision of Hashem for His world. Those are the Zeidim. But Rav Schwab has a different interpretation. Rav Schwab says that the Zeidim are those individuals who are conspire to uproot Yiddishkeit, ideologies that are not threatening the Jewish people physically. But Zeidim are those who maliciously and strategically are trying to compromise and corrupt the Jewish values and Jewish lifestyle, Jewish continuity, not by physically eliminating us or threatening us, but by introducing ideas that are foreign to our ideology, by getting us to assimilate, by getting us to forfeit who we are and our distinction. They're conniving in so many ways, these Zeidim, if we define this so broadly, if we describe it so broadly, these Zeidim have so many different methods, so many different methodologies that we need different words in order to offset, in order to undermine, in order to prevent them. In fact, Rav Schwab says the Zeidim, he included in his time, Schwab, of course, came from Europe and was the Rav. He was in Baltimore, and then he was the Rav of the Yeki community in Washington Heights, in Broyers. And in his time, he said, included in the Zeidim are the practices of communism and missionaries. Communism, which was a danger and threat in his time, and the philosophy, the ideology of communism, if it would seep in to the Jewish people, and the work of missionaries who try to knock on the door literally, who try to insert themselves within the Jewish people and try to get us to abandon our fundamental beliefs. For Rav Schwab, they were who we should have in mind, the kavana that we have. These are the Zeidim, and what's our wish? What do we want to have happen to them? These Zeidim, Sa'aker, Sa'shaber, Sa'mager, Sa'chnia. At least four separate things. We really want to wallop them. We really want to knock them out. We really want to prevent them and stop them. Why do we have four separate things? Others, by the way, define differently. The Kuntres Avodas HaTfila says, Zeidim, anyone who wants to make tzaros for Klal Yisrael. Those are called Zeidim. The Zeidim are those who want to make tzaros for Klal Yisrael. So what do we want to have happen? How do you define the differences? We don't have stam synonyms. We wouldn't waste our time by being repetitive or redundant, even though those are two synonyms that seem to say the same thing. So what do these words mean? Sa'aker, sa'shaber, sa'mager, sa'chnia. So sa'aker, says Rav Schwab, means to uproot. What do you do when you uproot something? It can't come back. If you cut some poison off, but you leave the root, that root can germinate, that root can return, the root can come back. So our tefillah is that any movement that's trying to undermine and corrupt any movement that's trying to take Jews away from Judaism should be uprooted. Not just that it should be ineffective in the particular plan, but it should be entirely and utterly uprooted. Sishaber, says Rav Schwab, means it should break. Sishaber, lishbor, is to break. Why do we want to break them? It means they should be broken into various factions, so they'll be ineffective. If you take a group and they are determined, let's say, to make the lives of Jews miserable, and now you introduce something that makes them fight among themselves, so now you've broken them into factions, now you create infighting, so they won't be able to harm the Jewish people. Simager means even more than Sishaber. Also to break them up, but not in large pieces, it means into small pieces, almost insignificant, almost indiscernible, where you can't even find them. And what's Sachnia, the last one? It means to humble them, that even after you've uprooted or broken or you ground them down into small pieces, whatever's left should be humbled and rendered harmless, because they're so humiliated and ashamed, they're so humbled that they can't be effective in any of their effort to harm or to aggravate the Jewish people. So I'll leave with a question that we'll pick up with next time. Sachnia, to be humbled, which is the best and which is the worst in this list of synonyms? Sa'aker, sa'shaber, sa'mager, sachnia, to be humbled. I would think humbled is the best. Humbled is not great, but it's a lot better than being crushed, than being ground, than being destroyed, than being uprooted. So why do we end with a sachnia? First thing we should say is v'sachnia. Let them be humbled. If they're not humbled, destroy them, uproot them, knock them down, break them up, grind them up. Why is sachnia the last one? Why is it the very last one? We'll pick up with that, Amir Tashem, next time.